Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland today. She is visiting NATO allies in Eastern Europe to reassure them of American military commitments. Here she is at a press conference with Poland's President Andrzej Duda.
The United States is prepared to defend every inch of NATO territory. The United States takes seriously that an attack against one is an attack against all.
NPR White House correspondent Asma Halla joins us from Warsaw. Asma, we heard the vice president talk about defending NATO allies. What is she trying to accomplish in Poland today and in Romania tomorrow?
So really, Scott, what she's here to do is to reaffirm the United States' relationship with NATO's eastern flank. You know, there have been concerns. We heard this even just today from the Polish president that Russia has, in his words, quote, imperialist ambitions, and that he is worried, like other members, I would say, of NATO's eastern flank, that it's not just about Ukraine. It's about what Vladimir Putin may do beyond the borders of Ukraine. And so really, it was partly about that. The trip was also here, though, in part because Poland has taken in so many refugees. There are more than a million refugees who have come in from Ukraine in just the last 2 weeks. And so part of the conversation here was also about that.
And let me ask you a little bit more about these refugees. Is there particular help that the United States is providing on that front, the humanitarian front?
Well, during this trip today, the vice president announced that the United States will be sending nearly $53 million in new humanitarian assistance through the U.S. Agency for International Development. And that money would be to support civilians who've been affected by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But here specifically in Poland, this was actually a question that I asked the president of Poland as well as Kamala Harris in the press conference today. Essentially, what is the United States able to do? In part because some of NPR's own reporting has found that Poland is really under a struggle to deal with so many people coming in such a short time span. And what the president of Poland said is that he spoke very bluntly to the vice president about this, saying that they do need expertise, they do need assistance. He described a situation that could become a refugee disaster if there's not additional assistance from the international community with this. You know, this is a system that worked for 2 weeks of just taking people into homes over the border from Ukraine. It's not an infrastructure set up to deal with an indefinite refugee crisis.
Let me ask you about fighter jets. As you know, Poland has offered MiG fighter jets to Ukraine and then asked the United States to backfill with American fighter jets in Poland. The Pentagon has said that that plan is not tenable. Did that come up here today? Does that still seem to be a viable possibility?
It is not, I would say, from my understanding, a viable possibility. That's what we've heard from U.S. government officials back in D.C. It did come up in the press conference that the vice president and the Polish president gave today. And the vice president essentially kind of sidestepped the question. She described a situation where the U.S., as well as its European allies, have provided security and humanitarian assistance. But when it comes directly to the issue of fighter jets, you know, that is something that the U.S. is really not willing to engage on, in part because it could be seen as a further escalation of the conflict, dragging potentially NATO into a war with Russia. You know, the Polish president said that they were initially responding to expectations from Ukraine that were expressed to them for additional security assistance. But he says he realizes that Poland cannot just view this conflict through the lens of Poland, but they need to be a responsible member of NATO and realize that their actions could affect all of NATO.
We have seen shocking images from Ukraine. Today, a bombed-out maternity hospital. The Polish president accused the Russian military of war crimes. What is the vice president saying about it? Did she go as far as the Polish president did?
So she did not go as far as he did in explicitly using that phrase, war crimes. She referred to the fact that, you know, there are processes to determine these things through the United Nations. But she also said in the same breath that she's seen, that we've all seen the images on TV. She specifically pointed to the bombing of a maternity hospital ward in Ukraine and said that it is difficult to look at these atrocities and not think that something ought to be done. And so she did say, quote, absolutely, there should be an investigation and we all should be watching. You know, it was a very strong condemnation of atrocities. And I will say it is stronger than what I've heard from many other U.S. government officials to date.
But as I hear you, Asma, describe this, it sounds like the vice president had to speak carefully on some of these sensitive questions. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And in part because, I mean, I think, Scott, at the end of the day, there's a kind of balancing act here that the United States needs to look through. They are trying to support Ukraine, but at the same time, the United States is very cognizant of the dangers of potentially escalating conflict with Russia and what that could mean for the entire global community.
Asma Khalid is NPR White House correspondent traveling with the vice president in Warsaw. Asma, thank you very much.
Happy to join you all.